In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, those of you who are old enough might know that this month it has been 150 years since the ending of the American Civil War. And today's saint lived in the times when there was raging a fierce civil war in Spain. He is named Saint Hermenegild, and he lived in the 6th century. And this civil war was especially tragic because it was fought between a father and a son. Saint Hermenegild was the son of the King of Spain named Leovigild, and King Leovigild had two sons, Hermenegild and Recared, and both of these sons of his, this king raised in not in Catholicism but in the Arian heresy, and this heresy was the one very wicked which proclaimed to Christians that our Lord Jesus was not God. This had been in its fiercest form in the 4th century Rome, but this heresy still found supporters in the 6th century, even as far as in Spain. Even though King was supporter of this heresy, he decided to marry his son Hermenegild to a very pious Catholic girl who was the daughter of the King of France. Her name was Ingondens, and she had to suffer much from her mother-in-law, who was very fierce supporter of Arianism. But in spite of all the cruel treatment, she adhered strictly to the Catholic faith. And such great was her example that she started to instruct and exhort her husband, Hermenegild, to convert and to embrace Catholicism. And when the king was once on the trip, Saint Hermenegild truly abjured his heresy and was baptized in the Catholic Church. When the king came back, he was very angry that his son had embraced the true faith, and he became enraged and decided that from this moment on, Hermenegild was no longer the prince and was not entitled to succeed him in the throne unless he would regain the Arian heresy and abandon Catholicism. And there started this very cruel and fierce civil war in Spain. Saint Hermenegild still thought himself as the true heir of the throne, and he was supported by all Catholics in Spain. But because the king and his Arian troops were very powerful, there started a long and bitter civil war between Catholics and the heretics. Saint Hermenegild, when realizing that his supporters were too weak, he asked the help and assistance of some Roman generals who were still left in that part of Spain. And the Romans engaged first themselves by oath to protect him, but then some of them fell victim to the bribes offered by the king and betrayed Saint Hermenegild, and he was captured by his father's troops and was thrown into prison. And when here in prison, the king again promised that if you would only abandon the Catholic faith, everything would be restored, you would be made prince again, and you would regain your castle, your possession, your servant, anything your heart desires. But Saint Hermenegild, in a truly heroic and Christian spirit, answered to his father with these words: "I confess your goodness to me has been extreme. I will preserve to my dying breath the respect, duty, and tenderness which I owe you, my father. But is it possible that you would want me to choose worldly greatness over my salvation? I value the crown as nothing. I am ready to lose the scepter and my life too, rather than abandon the divine truth." The prison was truly a school of virtue for Saint Hermenegild. In the prison, he made all kinds of fierce penances for his own sins and for the sins of his people, and begged God to give him strength and assistance which was necessary to support him in his combat for the truth. Then 1 year came Holy Saturday, and the king sent to his son an Arian bishop, offering again that if Saint Hermenegild would only receive communion from the heretical bishop, everything would be made good and he would be heir of the throne again. But Saint Hermenegild rejected this proposal, and with a great zeal he reproached the heretical bishop about the false doctrines he possessed, as if he had been in full liberty instead of in prison. And when the heretical bishop returned to the king and told how fiercely Saint Hermenegild had rejected the offer to apostatize, the furious father decided that he had had enough and sent the soldiers to kill the prince Hermenegild, his own son. The soldiers entered the prison and found our saint there, fearless and ready to receive the stroke of death. And then the soldiers stroke him dead with an axe, and Saint Hermenegild became the glorious Spanish martyr for the Catholic faith. Dear children, as we see in the faith of Saint Hermenegild, and also that of his wife, when you hold true and fast to your Christian faith, God will protect you and deliver you from all dangers, maybe not in this life, but be creating you as a saint in the future everlasting kingdom. It was because of the intercession of Saint Hermenegild that Spain became the glorious and powerful Catholic nation. After his death, his brother converted, and also the whole Spain embraced the true Catholic and Christian doctrine and abandoned the evil heresy of Arianism. In this way, the cruel civil war between a father and a son, and the death of Saint Hermenegild, resulted that the fearless defender of the faith, the Catholic Spain, was born. So, dear children, whatever hardships you face in this life, when you hold fast to your Catholic and Christian faith, God will make so much good out of it. He will reward your fearless defense of the Catholic faith with great blessings to you and to your family and to your country. And he will make you, he will raise you from your lowly state of sin, which every man is affected as a result of original sin, and make you a true child of his, the inhabitant of heaven, and a saint among the saints. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.